Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Balo hosts Sarah Main on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious Confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's great to have you along. I'm Sarah Main, host and creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom. And today I have a really special guest along on our show on Conscious Confidence Radio, and it's Jessica Henderson. So welcome, Jessica. I'm going to give you a bit of an intro, but welcome anyway. Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you along. Jessica is actually present at Transformation Talk Radio in a very integral way. She is at the center of Transformation Talk Radio. And she's often, well, usually, in fact, probably always, behind the microphone. She's behind operations. She's a senior producer and does all sorts of amazing things. I'm going to throw over to Jessica now, and she can tell us a little bit about what she does. What do you do at Transformation Talk Radio, apart from being amazing every time I ask you a problem question?
You have to ask a loaded question. What do I do here? A little bit of everything. I started out as an intern, and now I'm pretty much managing and overseeing everything that we do. I'm working directly with Dr. Pat, the owner, in expanding what we're doing and making sure our hosts get what they need and answering production questions. So every day is an adventure.
Well, this I have coaxed Jessica to the other side of the camera and onto the microphone because we've often had amazing conversations, and Jessica was talking about getting in touch with what she was interested in, and I said, well, come onto my show. We could have a great conversation. So thank you for coming along. Thank you for agreeing to do this.
I'm excited to do it because I have these things pondering around in my head all the time and no one to talk to. Well, not that's not true. I have plenty of people to talk to about it, but not experts like yourself.
Well, you, Jessica and I, we were talking about what we would talk about. And one thing that Jessica raised was the whole area of the power of attitude and choice. And as you know, in my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, there's a whole chapter on positive attitude and the importance and power of that, the importance of attitude. And I was so interested and delighted when you raised this whole topic of the power of attitude and choice, because they're so important, and I'm actually doing some work around this at the moment. And understanding the power of choice, this thing we call choice, is critical, is absolutely critical. And from my years of teaching, when, you know, if you were dealing with an issue with behavior, you would have to take to really deal with it and resolve it and give the child something that they could learn from and grow from so that they could find a better way forward. You had to bring them back to that point where the action took place, and ultimately you're bringing them back to that point where they chose one way, and being a child, they didn't know the implications of what they had chosen and they didn't understand it was a choice. To bring them back to that point and to open up that power, that moment of choice, I found was transformative, because 9 times out of 10, the child did not do that behavior ever again because it brought enough light and consciousness to that point. So what's your understanding of the power of choice? What brought that up for you?
It actually goes back a long time, and I didn't even realize it at the time. It's kind of one of these over a long period of years awakening and realizing and then re-realizing and then forgetting because I witnessed a couple of sisters who were both older than me, and then one was older than the other, having this conversation. And one of them was talking about, you know, she was really unhappy. She was stuck in this situation. And the older sister just said to her, well, you're stuck in this situation. So either choose to change the situation or change your attitude about it. And I knew that that was like a very interesting statement at the time, but it didn't click for me until I think I had my own awakening that I was like realizing I can choose my reaction. I can choose where I'm at. And that level of revelation for me, not to say that I still fall backward from that sometimes. I think I'm in the middle of my own personal development and consciousness around this. But that realization alone made me go, interesting. Now what?
Yeah.
Because then that for me starts to unravel a whole lot of other thoughts and questions around, okay, well, why would I choose this? Or why wouldn't I choose this? Or why did I choose this? And then that whole thing about attitude and then compassion for your choices and other people's choices comes into play. So it starts with one thing. And then for me, it starts to unravel into all these other questions.
Yeah. It is so profound and so powerful. And I similarly found there were areas that I found were unconscious behavior that didn't serve me well, particularly when I was teaching. And it's, you know, teaching is such an amazing mirror. And because you can't just sort of basically say to the children, do as I say and not as I do. So you're always having to, whatever you expected the children to do, you had to do at least that, if not more. And really the focus was on living by your own admonishments, as Plato said. And that seemed most cases to deal with it. But coming back to that point, one, it was a revelation to me, as you described, that I actually had a choice. And what did it mean to actually choose? Like the very act of choosing something, you know, from my childhood and I, you know, the era I grew up in, my parents say, you didn't get a lot of choice in things, you know. Possibly you're asked, did you want chocolate ice cream or vanilla? I mean, that was basically the choice. you know, you didn't really get asked to choose a lot of things, and that was a generational thing. You just, this is what you did. And to come to that point where I could choose and choose reactions was profound.
Huge.
Huge. Yeah. So in relation to that then, what about choosing attitude? Because so we've got this powerful point of choice, which is transformative. And actually, I've put a whole section of that in my book for that very reason. So what about this point of attitude, choosing attitude? What do you understand about attitude?
And honestly, I think I have a lot to learn about it because and I reflect on it based on what the world is going through right now. I mean, we have a choice in front of us of how we're going to react and our attitude about any given situation.
Yeah.
Whether you, it doesn't matter what you believe or what you're afraid of or, you know, what you choose to believe in any situation, like what we're going through now, our attitude about it can then shape completely our experience.
Yep.
And I had that little conflict. I witnessed a conflict between my fiance and a friend of ours who said, you know, oh, this is the worst year ever and kind of made a thing about it. And honestly, he and I are actually doing a lot of personal development work and don't see this as the worst year we've ever had. And kind of mentioned that to somebody and oof, the reaction they gave was not good. Like they were not happy that we were finding the good in what's going on right now. Yeah. But all of that is about attitude and then it shapes everything from there. And I think that then goes into even law of attraction. If you have the attitude that everything is terrible, then how will it ever not be?
Yeah. That aspect of attitude, it colors everything. It is the lens through which you see everything. I mean, and when you think about that, you have to stop and consider these things, my experience. And when you connect, you think, oh boy, oh my goodness me, what are we going to do here? What am I going to choose? And it puts the responsibility right back on yourself. But you are right. People don't like that. And I can remember my mother saying to me when I was 15, she said, she was English. She said, it's a bitter pill to swallow and most people don't like to say it. People don't like to face this. But you do create your own circumstances by the attitude that you choose. You know, and that was at 15. That was a while ago. But she said it was a bitter pill to swallow. Because of putting that responsibility for your own life experience back into your lap, into your hands, which, you know, again, is another incredibly powerful awakening that, you know, some people don't always get to, I think.
Yeah.
And that leads me to a very interesting point that you raised to me, which was this empowered choice versus fear choice. And is fear really a choice, a true choice, which I thought was such an interesting point, or is fear just a reaction? And I know from what I would say is that fear is a reaction. It's an instinctive response, survival and so on. But it is fundamentally a reaction to the circumstances rather than a response, a considered response. Because even in the most dramatic situations, you don't have to feel fear. You can, if you're grounded in the present and your attitude is right, you can just respond. And there's no fear present at all, even though the situation is entirely uncertain.
Right.
You can be quite calm and responding, and that is entirely possible. That is within my own experience in my life. And often the more dramatic the situation or the more life-threatening the situation, you're actually calmer and cooler than other situations that are not so much and your mind's got space to play around.
I can relate to that, because one of the calmest times of my life, two of the calmest times of my life, were when I shattered bones in my body. And I went to complete, absolute calm. And one time I was 11 years old and I went to my parents and I was holding my arm and just very calmly said, I've broken my arm and we're going to need to go to the hospital. And they kind of didn't believe me because I was so calm about it. But I was just like very absolute. Nope, I've broken my arm and we need to go to the hospital. And I did that both times. I broke bones in my body. And I don't know what it was about it, but I mean, there was no panic. There was no fear. I just... here's what's happened and here's what we need to do.
There you go. Well, that answers the question. We're going to take a break. We're going to have to stop for a minute and we'll take a break and we'll be back again. I'm with the wonderful Jessica Henderson, who's the key part, an integral core part of Transformation Talk Radio. And we've coaxed her in front of the camera and we're having a wonderful conversation about the power of attitude and choice. So we'll be right back. See you soon.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
I love Sanskrit, its beauty and its universal ideas. I love that this is readily accessible to everyone. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. This pure and perfect aspect to Sanskrit is ever available. Sanskrit is the voice of reason, truth, and practical wisdom, which tells us what's the right thing to say or do in any situation. Try this. When you are unclear what to do, think of someone wise and ask yourself, what would they say or do here? The answer that comes is always just right. It's pure and perfectly formed, so you can take your next best step forward. I'm Sara Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to gain access to simple timeless wisdom with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sara Main, and I've got my special guest here, Jessica Henderson, who's chief operations, senior producer, and everything to Transformation Talk Radio. And it's wonderful to have you along. And today we're talking about the power of attitude and choice, or really choice coming first, that incredible power of choice and attitude, and that we always have that power of choice in every single moment, and the responsibility that goes with that. And really, not everyone wants to face that responsibility, but that is the point of transformation. Your attitude about any situation, no matter what it is, can change everything. And welcome back, Jessica.
Hi, thank you.
I also, just what you were saying before the break about people don't always like to face the fact that they have a responsibility to their own attitude, regardless of circumstances. That is it's an interesting thing in terms of, you know, the company that you keep, you know, because not everyone responds so positively as you and your fiance have.
Well, and I'm curious to know if you have advice for that, because I'm of the mind that I'm working on myself, and if there's something I can do that I've learned that I can help those conflicts or help those situations, is there something we can do as people to be an example or better share why we react the way we do to help people learn?
It's a good question, and this is a nice segue into the this part of the show, which is my mailbag. And because of Jessica, I've got a live mailbag, which is fantastic. You don't look like an actual mailbag, I'll just say that. You look beautiful. This is live mailbag. Fantastic question. Thank you. There's two parts to that, which is, and you said it yourself, you're working on yourself, and how do you better show what you've realized, because it's a realization even more than a learning. The way to do it is to just do it, to just live it, and not, well, I'm now going to do this because this will be a good example. It's just doing it, being completely focused on your own work and development. Number one. In terms of actually then offering that any benefit to someone, the traditional wisdom about that is, and it's quite tough, is that it's a crime or a sin to teach without being asked. That's actually how it's put, because it can do more damage to someone if they're not ready to hear. And so it's a higher discipline for you to not say anything. Even though you can see someone struggling, or if there's something that can be said simply, or even ask a question, But you'll only know that in the moment. The higher discipline for you is to stay present, stay true to what you know, keep practicing. And then at some point, that person in there will suddenly think, oh, God, why is Jessica always like XYZ, whatever it is, fill in the blank. And then they ask you, they say, how do you stay so calm in the face of this, this, and this? I was facing this and I just lost the plot. And when they ask, they come to you themselves and they come to that realization that they need to know something, then you answer the question and it has far more power. And in fact, they own that knowledge. So the power stays with them. Whereas if you tell them from your point of realization and they haven't asked the question, then the power's with you and they're powerless. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. So it's walking your talk, really, because it's you're working on yourself and then you choose the attitude of being unattached to people's reactions to that or, yep. Right? So, yep. And then just do your thing. And by literally doing your thing, you don't have to do anything else or worry about
exactly
pushing other people into something that they're not ready for.
Yeah, exactly. And if you just, I mean, I learned this years ago, and it's in all the traditional wisdom that they say it's actually a crime or a sin to teach. And I saw that. I saw it in my own experience because you're well-meaning, but you don't actually see what's in front of you. And it's like I say, it is the higher discipline to just keep on with your own. And Plato says the job of a teacher is to not admonish others but to live by your own admonishments. And I could tell you as a teacher, and that was one of the disciplines for us on staff in the school I was teaching at, and that was quite hard sometimes. But if you stuck with that and worked on yourself, you found the children just naturally came into line. At times you had to deal with something. That was your responsibility. You're dealing with children, but certainly for adults.
Yeah.
It's the higher road. It's hard. It's challenging, but it's good.
Yes. Well, we're supposed to be challenged if we're working on ourselves. So I suppose exactly. That's just another challenge to add to the list.
Yeah. Your muscles don't get strong without a bit of resistance. Okay. Live mailbag. What have you got for me next?
Okay. So those of us who are reactors, and you know better, you know that you can choose, you know all of these things, but you still struggle with reacting in the moment. What exercises or what practices can be done to improve that so you don't react like that?
Yeah. When you say react, can you just, because there's different ways of...
Yes. So real life example. React in somebody does something wrong and immediately react to, okay, you know, negative, now everything's done wrong, you know, everything's bad, everything's going to be terrible. Now what are we going to do? Right. You go into all of the really fear yeah. of whatever that is. So it's really a negative reaction that really, if you stepped back from that and you really got with yourself, you would probably choose a different reaction.
Right. Yeah. The place it starts is by getting grounded in yourself, by being still. And that comes back to, you know, very simply, if you're finding yourself reacting, is to get your feet on the, you know, feel your feet on the floor, get into the present moment, come back to the awareness of the body, the senses, simple things like that to come back into the present moment, because that brings you back to that space where you can choose. When the reaction's running, we're effectively asleep, we're unconscious. So there's nothing much you can do. If you're asleep, you're asleep, you're unaware. But the moment there's a glimmer of awareness of what you're doing, then you have to, and this takes discipline, stop immediately. Once you realize this is just a negative reaction, I can choose something better, mm-hmm. right? As soon as you have the sliver of light, is the crack in the door, sliver of light, you go through to that and you stop immediately, mid-sentence, mid-word, mid-anything. Now, that takes practice. It just takes practice to cut it off immediately and then choose something better.
That, I mean, it's something I'm working on with two of my mentors, actually, and we've kind of turned it into a game. Is that, you know, you meet, if I have to work on this. If I immediately react and I'm in a negative space, like somebody will say something and lighten it, like it's a, you know, a joke, like, really, are you gonna yell at me about that, right? And it's kind of our little secret cue that's what opens that door and that light, and I can switch out of it and go, you're right, let's talk about this differently.
That's right. And reframe it. Exactly. And it's, you know, look, this comes back to the power of good company, because people that you can partner with like that, that's good company. In Sanskrit, that's called Sat Sangha. Sangha is togetherness or company, and Sat is true or good or pure. And you need that good company. You need that support, and you do it for someone else and they do it for you. And you support each other. Now, not everyone can do that, but if you have people like that, they're like gold, because that helps you stay awake and aware so that you don't default into these asleep reactions, which we all have. You know, I mean, I had to do all sorts of things too, because I couldn't always ask the children, for example, if I got cross and cranky and would react, especially when you're tired as a teacher, I could tell you. But I used to write things on the blackboard, or I'd have a note on my desk, or I trained myself to prompt myself to come back to stillness, come back to calm before I responded. And it's just practice, you know, it's just practice, but you're on the right track. Yep. And be creative about how you can prompt yourself, and, you know, having people that will crack a joke or is fantastic, because it challenges your thinking that it is just one way, and that is a form of sleep that we all suffer from. It's a waking sleep in a funny sort of way. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for the questions. Before we finish up today, if you want to know more about Conscious Confidence Radio, you can go to my website, consciousconfidence.com. That's consciousconfidence.com. There's tons of information there, and lots of things to read, and there's magazine articles, and there's other podcasts to listen to. Go to the media tab. There's a blog. I've also got some very cool little bracelets now, bangles that are available with beautiful Sanskrit on them. Prema love, pure universal love on the bangle, which is a wonderful reminder. That's another way of staying conscious, is having some sort of reminder in front of you. And I've got a book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. There it is backwards on the screen. And that's available, and there's links through to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the good booksellers, and that's available in paperback, in ebook, and audiobook, so you can get all those different formats of the book. And a lot of what we talked about today is in the book and broken down into explanations, and there's practices of how to actually work with this to develop it within yourself. And I'm also on social media, so follow me on Facebook and Instagram. So before we finish, I usually end with a bit of Sanskrit, so you actually hear some Sanskrit. And this is one of my favorite prayers, and it's called the Universal Prayer for All. So, Jessica, I dedicate this to you. This is for being my special guest, so thank you for joining me. And this is the prayer for all. May all be happy. May all be free of disease. May all see what is uplifting. May no one suffer in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. And the Sanskrit goes like this. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve Santu Niramaya. Sarve Bhadrani Pashantu. Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti, shanti, shantihi. So thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.
views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.